Yeah. So, I suppose you're with your friend right now, huh? Well, let me give you an answer to that. I was wondering about the, you know, they remember the question about was there renunciation of force? If I could, might even put it this way, I do not expect the use of force on either side of the time on the bridge. No, I don't want to say anything. I just would be answer the commitment or this. I don't anticipate to use force. Well, the better thing then is to just say, I don't want to. I just that question might come. I think you might say that we stated our position there. And he speaks to that prospect of peaceful solution. That's right. I won't go beyond that. Good. Now, let's see. One other point, please. Doesn't involve your time, but it's okay. I think that's a very clever way to handle it. Just say the prospect with the prospect of a peaceful settlement in mind. That it was carefully chosen, and I won't go beyond that. I don't want to lose it, but I have my approval. Okay. Just say that not only have my approval, but that's my order. I'm not going to screw around and make my threat. Well, you'll do a hell of a job, and you have my confidence. And, I'll find this other one in just a second. I noticed one thing you did not include, and I was taking off the pages, you know, that they had given. And I noticed one thing you did not include. For a reason. That they had in, in his draft. That the Shanghai communique reflects that it was about the, it's that sort of that technical thing that Rogers raised. That's along the lines of what he's raised in every one of that withdrawal stuff, but I don't think I ever heard that raised before. But then, with regard to the withdrawal, of course, it doesn't change our policy with regard to POWs. I mean, he's reaching there, too, because. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you.